Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Hey, do you need a little more slide in your glide? Are you starting to stick it in and it's going eat? If so, visit our good friends at Spunk Lube. That's right, Spunk Lube, the lube that'll keep you sliding and gliding. Visit them at www.spunklube.com. And hey, you've always got a friend in Casba. Put Casba in the coupon code and get 10% off every one of your orders. Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. Welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth. I had to think what the fuck we were doing. I am the host with the most. I am Cole. Dick with arms. And this is the lovely, lovely Miss Amanda.
Hey. Well, all of a sudden he turned up the earphones. I'm like,
you're like, what are we doing? Ah!
Why did we have to blast my ears out?
So we're back again with another edition. This would be episode Trey. That would be right. Now we got to change that because it screws up the number counts on all of our podcast stuff to say we're supposed to like keep counting per episode. So we got to change how to do that. But regardless, for those of you listening, it is our third episode of the second season because, yes, we have been renewed. So you are stuck with us for another 52 times. You need to listen to my shit babble. Ah, what could possibly go wrong? So, hey, we're trying all kinds of new equipment here today. So those of you that are not watching this live, I have a lapel mic on. I feel so important. I got mic'd up. I have staff. This is awesome. I have fucking staff. Anyways, okay, so you know how we usually start the show? We usually start it with weird sex news, right?
Right.
Okay, now here's the thing. Now, this normally we start with funny sex news. Okay, I'm going to take like a serious tone here on this one because this one actually blew my mind when I read this this week. But this just shows, look, vanilla people think we're the fucking sick, twisted motherfuckers out here. There was a story today or the other day of a young lady. She has been in a coma for 14 years, and she just gave birth. This came out of California. That's right. What it was, she's been in a long-term care facility, and she had been raped. Now, I only bring this up because this is not a funny story. There's nothing to laugh, giggle. There's not a joke to make about this. But I'm telling you what, when we go out here in the world today, and we're afraid that, oh no, what if our neighbors know we like to have sex with other people's spouses, or we like to be like bondaged or tied up or whatever the case may be, you know what? Don't be afraid to let your freak flag fly, because I'll tell you what, I'd much rather be known as a swinger. Hey, look, hey, there's the neighbors that's a swinger, than some sick motherfucker that would rape a fucking someone in that sort of condition. So, you know, it's not a funny sex story, but just put it out there. Look, don't ever think you're the craziest, weirdest motherfucker. We're not sick. We have a hobby. There's a huge difference.
It's a hobby.
It's
like, go find a hobby.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, go find a hobby.
It just happens to be sex.
what should we do today, Pinky? Okay, so, yeah, speaking of hobbies and sex, we got, you know, the second half sponsor of the show, we'll be talking about them later. That's all about hobbies. That's about our hobby, the sex part.
Okay.
You remember what that is? We're the second half sponsor of the show.
Well, I know it's crazy. Shut up.
All right. So for those of you, we're going to start with the don't know. Obviously, we do this live as well from our huge Facebook audience, our secret Facebook page, Crazy Casbas. So we'll be taking questions from them this evening as we go, as well as our regular written in questions and stuff that's going on. The sound guy's just being loud as fuck over there. Jeez.
Okay, did Starting you see what glare. Bill read what Bill put on that same story?
The crazy thing, okay, so Bill put on that crazy story. The crazy thing is that the nursing staff at the home didn't know she was pregnant until she started moaning from being in labor. Wow. You know what? There's a double whammy out there. Are you fucking kidding me?
How old was this lady?
She was like she was in her 40s. She's been in a coma for like 14 years.
Oh.
And it's just like, yeah, what a fucking, I'm telling you what, take care of your loved ones, and you know, so that they can be in good quality facilities with that kind of stuff. Okay, so anyway, so we have a large Facebook
page.
They'll
at least be able to do DNA tests and find out.
Fuck yeah, they will be. That's about the goddamn truth.
Oh my gosh.
So here's the thing. So we are a large Facebook group, Crazy Casba. So, okay, we're going to do something really, really different tonight.
Ooh,
okay?
We're doing something different.
We're going to do something totally different tonight.
I don't like change.
Change is wrong. Ooh, there's a different dick.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay, so here's the thing. And right now, this is going to spread on our page like wildfire.
Oh, God.
Okay, so there has been, for the last eight years, there has been a constant rumor and wondering. And even those of you that listen to our podcast, if you are part of the Crazy Truth webpage, or you're part
she
of...
She was 29.
Okay. Or if you're part of the Casbah YouTube channel, the question has been constantly, what is Casbah? Everybody wants to know, what is Casbah? And so here's the thing. Now, there's a handful of people. Now, look, if you're one of the people listening... What the hell am I glasses doing? Sweet. What the hell? If you're one of the people listening right now, and you're one of the very few, and there it is a select few that know what Casbah actually means. Do not come on and put it on there, fuckers. Okay, so we'll give the story of what Casbah is. So that's what we're going to talk about. What does Casbah actually mean?
Cole, Amanda, sex, body, honor. Okay. I came up with that. I was really trying to ponder it, going, what can I put?
Here's the best part about this. For 8 years, we've had people guessing shit.
Uh-huh.
And they've had some great ones. One of the guys listening right now, because he wants to fuck you really bad at Crazy Winter Nights, Andy, he had said it is Cole, how do you put it? Cole, Andy should bang her. So I was like, okay, that's a pretty original one. We've got people that friends of ours, that they know us for a long time, think it's Cole, Amanda, Todd Bones, and his last name. Yeah.
Close, but not really.
Okay, here we're getting ones right now. Andy, yeah, he repeated sexy. It before. Andy should bang her. Yeah.
I like that one.
Leon put kinky ass sexy booty helmet. Yeah, yeah, there we go.
I actually like that one.
So you come up. Hey, with you that know one. You know what's great?
What?
Before the night's over, we may have a new what it means. We may pick a really good one. If somebody comes up with a really really good one and actually explain why what Cas means off of that.
There you go.
Okay, so
I like that one though. That's really good. I was like trying to think of going. Okay, what can it mean?
Well then people get pissed off now. Well, that just, it doesn't mean anything. They just made it up. Yeah, who the fuck just randomly picks K-A-S-B-H as letters? I mean, we're not throwing darts at shit.
Well, I mean,
seriously?
Maybe they were drunk and playing a game one night. It's wherever the dice land.
It could be. Okay, here's the thing. There's a reason why we haven't told people what it is before.
Right? Okay.
So, I'll tell you the reason why we haven't before. Look, if you get as, remember, as I introduced myself tonight, the dick with arms... I am the master of creating haters, right? We get more fucking hate mail, and I get more hate mail and haters in any given day running a Facebook page. It's really weird how that works. So just to protect the innocent, so to speak, that's what it was, to protect the innocent. For a long time, we wouldn't tell people what it means. And you'd have to really get to know us to know that. Kinky ass sex, both holes.
Okay, that works.
We're going to be saving all these. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is.
And here's what's really funny. You know what? With this show, save this show really good, sound guy. Because in like a year, we'll be able to replay it. Because the questions will remain again, and no one will actually remember or believe what's going on. So for years, we've taken a ton to protect the innocent from what it really means. Right? So the key to...
I don't know if it's really that. We were just done.
Well, when we first started this, it was like... This was not the plan of attack when we started swinging like 7-8 years ago.
No.
At no point in time did we go, you know what? I think we should take the chance, have sex with other people, and then try to build it into this conglomerated...
This world. We'll put it that way.
Some people call it a dream. Some people call it a nightmare. It just varies. World, so, you know.
It varies from day to day.
I mean, I don't know. We might have picked something different if we'd have known, if that had been the plan. We'd have been something like more like catchy or...
Well, there are so many people when you see their profiles on websites that they come up with this really long, thought out, brilliant little names. And it's like... Oh, how come I didn't come up with that?
Yeah, and
didn't we even think of that?
We picked shit that 90% of the people...
We picked something that we could remember, just like a freaking password.
Well, and here's the other thing. We picked something that little did we know that 90% of the people couldn't fucking say correctly.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh my God. I'm telling you what, on any given day, we've been kibosh. We've been kibashi. We've been, oh my God.
Kasbah.
Kasbah. I mean, the shit that people can, it's like, look, phonetics, kids. Phonetics. Sound it fucking out. I think that, and you'll tell people what it is, and then like 10 minutes later, they're like, kibosh. Yeah. You should be part of kibosh. People are like, what's part of kibosh? And you're going, you're part of Kasbah already. And they don't even know because it's so far off of what it's actually called. There's times people say,
they
hey, aren't you, don't you have that website page? And they'll murder it so badly, I don't even know what website page they're talking about. I'm like,
at least they got the crazy right.
No, we're part of crazy Kasbah. Yeah, that's what I said, Kasbah. No, that's not what you said. Not even fucking close. So if we would have thought it through, we'd have thought of something better back then. Something like,
yeah, you know, we would have come up with some cutesy thing.
No, we wouldn't.
Well, you would have. I wouldn't have. I'm not good with that shit.
I don't know. You come up with better shit than I do.
Okay.
Well, you do. Kinky ass sex both holes. That would apply more to you than me. just saying. These names are more for you. Well, you don't want to lay ownership to that?
No, I was going to say, well, guys have more than one hole, too. Your mouth and your ass. Now, do you take it there? No. But still, some guys do.
Absolutely. And kudos to them. We'll have a whole show on that later. So we started off, and we made it easy so we could remember it, and we didn't know that it was going to be such a sticking point and such a big deal.
Because it was part of an email that we had.
Yeah, it was.
We wanted to remember it. How else were we going to remember it when we forgot that we had this page? And
when we tried to log into places, what are we going to use? We got to do something easy so we can remember. So we just did that.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. So do we keep them? Do we keep them in suspense? Do we keep them waiting, or do we just let them unleash? Do you want to tell them?
Go for it. You're keep babbling.
That's because what I do.
Keep it all actually sex means between humans.
Actually, that's an excellent one. I really like that one. Hopefully, we shouldn't have to say that as a general rule, but yes. All right, no, so you're not even going to tell him? Kiss ass, suck butt. Oh, Lord. No, Bobby, that's gross. Jesus, dude.
I don't do that part. But okay.
Now we're getting into kinks. See, this shit gets weird. This is why we can't leave it up to other people to just come up with it. Keep it in suspense. We're going to keep it in suspense. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going to move on to another topic now, but everybody's listening right now. Keep sending your suggestions into us right now, what you think Kasbah stands for.
I think maybe the Friday night of Crazy Winter Nights, when we have our live podcast, maybe we let people...
You think we announce it then?
It's really not that big a deal.
It's not to us, but to everybody else, it's like drives people fucking batty.
Yeah.
If you want to wait to make that announcement then?
They can keep guessing, so we have some good stuff that we can...
we can decide if we want to change it.
Cock tease? Who's a cock tease? Oh, yeah. We're cock teases because we
know that he pointed to you.
And he went like this.
Oh, well, so. I'm not teasing anybody's cock. Not doing it. I mean, not on purpose.
I try not to tease.
And I just plug one picture. Okay.
Okay. So maybe we tell him then.
All right. We'll tell you. So there
we'll
you
tell
go.
It live.
We will tell it live. Next week, you'll have to be at Crazy Winter Nights if you want to hear it live, otherwise it'll be recorded. Keep in mind to hear, find out exactly what Kasbah means. In the meantime, continue to send us Kasbah stuff.
Yeah.
Our Kasbah meetings,
so we can have a new meeting for
it. So now, you know what's going to be really funny? When we announce it, no one's going to believe it. They're going, no way, they just made that up. Without somebody suggested that. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, the thing is that maybe we have Todd come up on the stage.
Yeah, and have him actually announce. No, because he'll fucking
no. I mean, because everybody thinks it stands for bone.
Yeah, and he's been more than telling people that. He says he gets a lot of play off of that. It's helping him get some little loving.
Okay, all right, we get you sex. Rock on.
As long as it works for somebody. just saying. All right, ooh, how was that?
All right, yuck!
So, hold on. nicotine. Okay, so shall we move on to some questions?
You lost a little...
What? I lost a ball?
Foamy thing.
Oh, there's no... Don't touch it! Oh, Lord. All this technical shit. All right, so let's move on to some questions.
Just don't spit down your neck.
Okay. Just this one, so we know slobber. No, right. Okay, so we did actually get a question, believe it or not. We got one from Montana.
Montana.
Uh-huh. We got one from Montana.
Alrighty.
And the person actually wanted us to not use their name. Okay. Yep. Okay. So the question was, how do you get your significant other excited to be involved in the lifestyle and more excited to play? So now my understanding with this a little bit more was that they're in the lifestyle, but they are a little more hesitant, a little more picky, a little more, yeah. And how do you get them more excited and get them to play more? And I thought that was a hell of a question, because that's a question I think a lot of couples deal with. Why you shoot me a fucking glare? You guys like this side look at me like I'm pulling some weird shit out of my ass here.
I'll give you a glare.
There's something new. Divorce papers coming. Just saying. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe so.
You tell me. What?
Resting bitch face.
No, oh, nice. I mean, I think that's a really good question, because I think it happens a lot with couples. I think it happens because I think one half of a couple can have a higher sex drive. I think one half of the couple can be more excited, or one half of the couple maybe currently has more options. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons why it can happen,
mm-hmm.
right? So how do you deal with that?
Well, you should be picky.
Well,
for one,
it depends.
I mean, that if you're not picky, then well, you're taking one for the team, then, aren't you?
Well, no, it depends what picky is.
That's true.
There's a look. Here's the thing. There's a difference between picky and just stopping everything no matter what. Look, I promise you, if you want to, you can find a reason for every single person why you can't hook up with them. That's easy to do. That's the easiest thing in the world to fucking do.
Well, yeah.
Right? So the thing is, then at that point in time, that's not being picky. That's being defiant a little bit. That's being, you know, well, yeah, scared is an option, you know, whatever concerns. But that there's a difference between being defiant and being picky. A huge fucking difference between the two.
Well, for one thing, I don't think you can, what can you say to get the other partner more involved? Y'all should be involved together.
Well, I think you're exactly right. But I think when it comes down to it, it's more about communication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's the thing. You have to find out what the underlying problem is. Okay? That's where it comes out is, okay, is the underlying problem that you felt like, or that one partner felt like they had taken some from for the team recently, or like the last couple, or was it they had bad experiences? You know, we've talked about that. We ran through the run of... I mean, where you had guys that couldn't get it up. And so it made it pretty sour to try to want to hook up because we're going to do this again. Or a couple times where we ran through luck where I couldn't get it up or it wasn't
everybody
a good experience.
Runs through, you know, there was one time there was probably, like 6 weeks in a row of, well, not 6 weeks, but six times in a row.
Right.
Of a guy not being able to get an erection. That really can play a mind game.
It can play a mind game. And so then it becomes a thing of, is that ultimately what you have to figure out first and foremost is what's causing it. Because you most likely didn't get in the lifestyle with one partner feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the first thing you got to do is figure out what the hell has all of a sudden changed to flip that switch.
Mm-hmm.
Once you figure that out, okay, then you can start to tackle that issue and approach that issue. So a couple of things are, hey, number one, if you're the partner that's go get them, gung-ho, woo, fuck, okay, then you maybe need to take and reevaluate, you know, are you looking at it from both avenues if you're playing as a couple,
mm-hmm.
you know, or are you pushing too hard, are you trying too hard, you know, or have you totally, like, has your dick or your pussy taken complete control of your mind and you forget everything else? You have to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you have to look at, though, is if the other partner is being unrealistic, okay, because it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you have a couple of options. Option number one is playing together still, is that still the right option? I mean, that's a very real conversation that comes up in the whole thing.
Yeah, you have to evaluate it.
You have to be damn careful if you go, yep, that's the situation, because here's the deal. Whatever feelings that they have, that are issues as a couple, will not go away if they start playing alone.
No.
Because the reality of it is you're still going to sit there and go, the one that's not playing much going, well, they still fucked this time. So you have to be, you know, to just jump to playing alone, that's a pretty dangerous game. You got to have some serious communication before you move to that, to that as the ultimate solution. Mm-hmm. That can directly and quickly lead to leaving the lifestyle altogether.
Yeah.
Okay. Or
causing more issues down the road.
Much more serious issues. Mm-hmm. The other thing, it's just about communication. You just have to talk. There's no quick answers to anything in the lifestyle other than talking. Mm-hmm. But once you figure out, now, if someone is just going to continue to be defiant, okay, then you got to determine whether or not the lifestyle is right for you overall. Okay. And the thing is that it does happen. We see it all the time. We hear about it all the time. It absolutely does happen. Mm-hmm. And if you're the one that's being defiant, you need to figure out why. Okay, you need to communicate that to your other half as well. So it's not just one-sided situation. You need to figure that out a little bit. And look, the one thing, yes, I fully believe in being picky. I fully agree with being, you know, selective. And I also fully agree with not purposely taking one for the team. I also fully understand and fucking have come to the realization of, here's the deal, you're not going to find your soulmate.
You're not.
So in theory, you've already with your soulmate, unless you're a single.
Unless
you're single, you're not going to find your soulmate. So by the same token, I mean, keep it in mind for what it is. We say this all the time because we believe it. It's sport fucking. So keep that in mind all the time, you know, and think it through a little bit. I guess I would say this to people when it comes to picky people, okay? If you can prove to me you're just as picky sober as you are drunk, then you're picky. No, I'm dead serious with it, because here's the deal. It's bullshit. 99% of the time when people start talking about, I'm picky. Uh-huh. I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to sit down. I'm going to put fucking 10 shots out there, and we're going to go shot for shot. And I'm going to bring 10 people in, guys or girls, doesn't matter, mm-hmm. with each shot. And you're going to tell me yay or nay, yay or nay, yay or nay. I promise you by the end of the 10th shot, A, if you're still standing, I will be. But if you're still standing, the number of people that you're going nope, 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 nope on will drastically change to, well, fuck yeah, oh, hell yeah. By shot 5, it will change to, well, maybe, well, if they're nice, to whatever. Pickiness, true pickiness, you're picky drunk or sober. Mm-hmm. That's pickiness.
Yeah.
If you're not picky when you're drunk, well, then that's just horniness, and you're just being obtuse. If you watch the Shawshank Redemption, that's right. I'm saying that. I don't fucking care. If you watch Shawshank Redemption, that'll get you in the hole for 60 days. Just saying. So there you go. I hope that actually helps. He had a very this individual had a very serious question about that, because it's something that they're working on.
Well, it's going to take a lot of working, a lot of talking to get through something like that, because...
Well, and that's the other thing. There is no quick fix.
One person can think their significant other is the picky one, when actually it's probably, you know, they both need to compromise. Because when it comes to finding couples, it's hard to find one that you're both attracted to both.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And here's the reality of it. Guys, I'm going to say this to you, dead honest. And this goes for women as well. 26 years. I have a better chance of winning the lottery than picking out of a lineup of guys which one that she would be interested in. God's honest truth.
I can't.
I'm like, okay, this would be the type of guy she'd be interested in. I'd be like, hey, how about him? And she's like, what? Are you serious? Oh. And then she'll be like, but this guy. And I'm going, it's a guy we sure you're like, no fucking way you'd fuck that dude. And you're like, hey, baby. I'm like,
well, okay.
What the hell?
So maybe it depends on your mood. Some days you want somebody that's completely opposite of you.
Some days I'm looking for a geek. Some days I'm looking for a stud. I can't even go off of body types, because I'll be like, no. That dude's ripped. And you're like, he's too muscly. I'm a straight dude.
I don't know if I've ever said he's too
muscly.
Yes,
you have. Yes, you have. I'm a straight dude. And I'm like, well, if I was a chick, I'd do him. You know, I'm like, really? Yeah, I mean.
But there's some really muscular guys that are just,
There are, and then there's a curiosity.
But there is one that is just a little too much for me.
Well, yeah, look.
Plus, then you think, what does a muscular guy want with a fat girl like me?
Really? This is the other part.
I got a glare.
Here we fucking go.
Seriously, it's a mic.
No. Here we fucking go. This is the shit. We're going to go out here. Okay, for all of you listening on Casba right now, on Casba, our website, please. I have spent, I don't know how many years going, you're hot, people want to fuck you, you're hot. But because she doesn't get random dick pics because people don't send them to her, because they follow the rules, and we appreciate that. fucking send her dick pics, would you? Okay?
I know, yeah. You hate that shit. I don't
this
care.
Is, you send her dick pics because she does not believe it for me. I do wedding ceremonies on the side. It is not required of me to tell you you're hot. But every girl believes they are fat, they're ugly, and nobody wants them. Every guy is sitting there pulling one off to him. The fact that guys are afraid or whatever to go up and talk to him, okay, that does not mean you're unfuckable, okay, or you're unwanted. Now, and because here's what's really funny. You will rip me for the same thing. I am 285 pounds of pure sexy love, okay, and I have the same body issues. And you go, oh, no, people, chicks always see you. They want you. Really? Really? How many fucking fat guy calendars do you see? Hey, guess what? I'm calling you up, and we wanted, you know, the Tub of Goo edition, and we're hoping you'd be the cover boy for that there, fatty. I mean, you don't have that. And no, I'm not body shaming, because I'm that way, so I can say
no,
it.
No, it's your flipping personality.
Oh, my flipping. That's why half the people say I'm a dick with arms.
Well, that's guys, because they're jealous.
Yeah, the reality of it is that guys send fucking confirmation. I'm telling you, the reality of it is this. Every single woman, look now, how many girls do yeah. Okay, yeah, but yes, granted, and every body type is beautiful, and there's somebody for everybody. But here's the deal. You know what? I'm sorry. You're not going in. I have to go into this section. We were just out looking at suit coats tonight, right? Did we go look at suit coats tonight?
Yeah.
And were there some really badass ones? And what size do they stop at? 48 tiny. Here's the deal, okay? Guess what? I can't find cool clothes for fucking 54-inch chest. Even when I was skinny, I had a 52-inch chest. I can't find people cool clothes like that. It's harder to find shit like that, and you got to pay way more. You got to get shit custom made. Look, everybody's beautiful, but how about just believing that you're beautiful yourself? I'm going to get you dick pics all over the place. So, you know, the thing is that... now I got to get this. You know, well, there we go. Okay, so when we've got people, the bigger you are, the what? Oh, yeah, okay, stop that. Okay.
And, Have you not seen some of the girls on our page and how big their boobs are?
And it is hot, and it's sexy as hell. Now, here's the thing. We've got a couple. Leon, people know what I look like, prefer curvy girls. That's right. You are a curvy girl, okay? And curves are fucking sexy. You want to know why curves are sexy?
Why?
Seriously. Sound guy, you might not want to listen to this at your own counseling session. Here's why it's curvy. Because you know what? There is nothing fucking hotter. Nothing on God's green earth sexier than fucking a curvy girl from behind. Because with the hourglass figure, it automates, it's built in, it's like handprints here. It shows exactly where you grab them by the hips, and that is fucking hot and sexy as fuck. Now, there's nothing hotter than fucking skinny girls. There's nothing hotter than plus size girls. Every girl has fucking sexy features and sexy fucking things on there. Exactly. The curves are evolutionary fucking. We've evolved that way. Every girl is sexy. There's somebody for everybody. But you want to know what will stop it more than anything else? Is when a guy finally gets balls enough. Okay, and I don't give a fuck if you look like fucking, like, you're just a ripped fucking sex Fabio in the 80s. I don't give a fuck. When you finally get balls enough to walk up to a chick and she doesn't know how to take a fucking compliment, that will crush a guy's ego. Because you hear, oh, I just don't have self-esteem with myself. What we hear is, we're not good enough. And it sucks. It's like, you know what? Oh my God, every fucking girl on this page, on our page, and that we've seen in the lifestyle, has people that want them. There's a reason guys on our page, bitch, will not put their posts out there because they're not going to get the same type of responses, right? We know that. But oh my God, girls, you're all hot. Guys want to fuck you. It is what it is. Our divining rod is made. It searches out vagina. Ding, 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 ding. It is what we do. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming back to this because you're going to acknowledge this before this is over, sexy girl. Smile. Smile and show me your eyes. Non-button. Okay. Okay, now try to do it where you don't look like... For those of you just listening to our podcast, that was the most batshit crazy look I have ever seen in 26 years. Show your pretty eyes.
I like my eyes.
Yeah, we got time.
I like my eyes. They're pretty.
They are, and they go with your pretty ass and pretty everything else. Okay, that's the way it works. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Do you want to do the break this time?
No, you go ahead. You're on a roll.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I am. Okay. Give us one moment for a second half break. Do you want to go to the hottest hotel takeover party in the Midwest? Do you want to be seen where all the cool kids are? Have you ever been to a hotel takeover party? 600 plus people, vendor fair, speed meet and greet, a live DJ, a live band playing at the same time, then you need to come to Crazy Winter Nights. That's right. It's our once a year party, the second annual Crazy Winter Nights, will be held January 18th and 19th. That's right, kids. This has turned into a 2-day monster affair. If you'd like more information on how you too can come to the hottest Midwest hotel takeover party of the year, contact us at crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y, .casbah, K-A-S-B-H, @gmail.com, and get on the list today. You can also find us on SLS Radio, on swingtowns.com, as well as Swing Village to get registered. All right, and we are back. Okay, so now following up, we're going to keep going with this. We had Nancy made a great comment on what we were just talking about, and she says that guys need to come up and talk to us more if they really want to have sex with us and feel that way. Okay, now here's the thing. From a guy's perspective, yes, they should. But I'm going to tell you a little story, okay? Okay, this is a story. This is a personal story. Get out your Kleenexes. It's kind of like a Hallmark moment. Yeah, mark it down.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to say yet.
Okay. So, I can vividly remember, I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, God.
My brother was a senior, and of course, him and his buddies were all going to homecoming, right? And there was this really hot girl that was also a freshman that I wanted to go to homecoming with. Now, mind you, in high school, I wasn't the beacon of cool that you see today. I know that's weird. No, you're not showing the basketball picture. Anyways, and all my brother and all of his friends were like, dude, just go ask her. Now, here's the thing. She was hot, so guess who else would ask her? Seniors. Okay. So I walked up, and I said, hey, would you like to go? With my hair all askew because I was like fucking moronic and didn't comb my hair yet. And fucking, you know, all typical freshman high school, like uber fucking dorkorama. And said, hey, would you like to go to homecoming? And she laughed in my face. Now, she denies it. Her and I are best friends to this day. We've been friends for years. She denies it, but she giggles because she knows it's true.
I did not do that.
Yes, you did.
She was pretty darn serious when she says she doesn't remember.
That's because it's not her personality, and she would never do that kind of shit now, and she would fucking kill her kids if they ever did something like that.
True.
But back then, she did. So I'm 46 years old. I graduated from high school almost 30 years ago. So that tells you how long ago... that was. Anywho, and that stuck with me. Now, I promise you, every single guy out there, what is that for? You want me to hit her with it? What are you doing? You want me to use it?
Put it in front of you because you keep turning your head.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on.
Doesn't have the pop filter on it.
Take that fucking thing. Okay, so the thing is that 30 years later, or plus, I still remember that. I promise you, every single guy has that story. Every single guy has that time that it happened to them that they went up and they asked a girl out and it went horribly wrong. And every time, no matter how old you are, when you go up to a girl and you ask her, even as swingers, we're here to fuck. This is what we do, sport fucking. And you go up and you start to try to hit on a girl, unless you're just a complete cheese dick moron, that moment kicks back into your head.
Well, see, I did that. I asked a guy out when I first moved to Nebraska.
Okay.
Okay. So I was 18 when I moved to Nebraska.
Okay.
So, I might have been 19. I don't know. But I worked at this place, and I asked this guy. I said, and he was younger than me. Imagine that, because I just kind of went for the younger guys. I don't know what it is.
Cradle robber.
I don't know. And I'm just kind of like, would you like to go out on a date? And he goes, no, I don't think so. I was crushed. I never again talked to another guy until you.
You talked to another guy because you had sex with other guys before me.
That's true.
But you know, no,
I didn't ask another guy out. Mm-mm.
So the thing is okay, it can happen to either side. Remember that. Look, here's the thing. All swingers and lifestyle people are is we're like people that have been out of the dating scene for like 20 plus years trying to figure out how to date again.
Yeah, how to do it.
Really, the reality is it's not something we do every day, so we don't know. So, yes, guys should come up and talk to him. But just as much as guys should fucking man up in a non-creeper fucking, hey, baby, Herb Tarlick sort of way, come up and talk to chicks. Chicks need to learn how to take a fucking compliment. Here is how you take a compliment, okay? And there is only one way to correctly take a compliment.
Gosh, yeah. I feel like I've had this lecture before.
Yeah, that's right, because that's what I do. Cole's lectures. Thank you. Real simple, there's only one way to take a compliment. If someone walks up and says, you look lovely today. You have a nice ass. I like your tits. You have a lovely smile. Why, that's a lovely dress you have on. Insert nice words here. The only correct way to deal with that is to say, oh, well, thank you. That's really sweet.
That's it to other people.
Anything other than that is wrong. There is no other way. Now, for guys, it's the same fucking thing. Yeah, you know, practice in a mirror. It's the same fucking... Shall we practice? Why? My, you look lovely today, Miss Amanda.
Thank you.
Okay, see, and there we go. We need to say it with conviction like you actually fucking believe it and mean it. Okay. Guys,
oh, that's so sweet.
No, I didn't say become fucking Lipton tea there with the sugar dripping off of it. Just be you. And guys, it's the same fucking thing.
Product name.
There
Jackass.
We go. Fuck yeah, I did. And it's the same thing with guys. Here's the deal. Hey, guys, when a chick walks up and says something, or a woman, not a chick, right type of show. When a woman, a strong, independent woman, walks up and says something nice to you, okay, the correct answer is not, so you want to fuck? It's not, oh, I want to see my dick. No, it's, oh, thank you. That's really nice. And then you start talking like normal fucking human beings. This is not fucking rocket science. Now, I'm going to throw another little pointer out here right now.
Go ahead.
No. No, this one, you're going to laugh when I throw this one out.
Oh, great. Okay, so most everybody knows that we're like the longest one-night stand.
Yes, we are.
So I guess that was pretty easy. But what? What got me to talk to you?
Tight jeans that showed my bulge. No, I don't know what. No, what did? Because I looked lonely and pathetic. Because
you asked me to dance, jackass. But thanks for remembering that.
I did. Well, I remember that, but I remember the fucking 2 hours it took you to eat that Cheeto, and you stood there and made me sweat whether or not you were going to say yes.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked. I fucked you.
You did,
and I came back.
Mm-hmm.
Caused my parents to accuse me of doing drugs the next day because they picked me up and I hadn't slept all night. And claw marks all over my body. Nah.
I ain't leaving claw marks.
Something. I ain't going there. Anyways, it didn't help when my friend came bursting into the room. When my mom and dad were like, dude, what happened to you? Oh, hi, Mr. and Mrs. Snodgrass. I got to go. And then shot out of the room. And I'm like, yeah, great. Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. And people are talking about conversation right now on our page, and they're exactly right. Conversation, conversation, conversation. I'm going to throw another thing out here, okay? This is for anybody that is, if you are talking to somebody that you think that they have that they're a triad or a form of a triad.
Okay.
I'm going to put this out here. This should be the biggest common sense, pull your head out of your fucking ass thing in the world. But since it's not, I'm going to share and enlighten people. If you're a chick and it's two dudes with a chick, whatever, and I don't care what the breakdown is, here's the deal. It's not a package deal. It's not a fucking package deal. Okay? So when you want to try to hook up with, let's just say the triad is a guy and two girls, and you want to hook up with, you'd love to hook up with both the girls, but you're really trying to hook up with one first, to throw out stupid comments like, well, once you get both guys come along at the same time, it is not a package fucking deal. And what happens is, when that happens, that takes in a turn. It pisses off, one, the girl that you were originally talking to, because now all of a sudden it raises doubts as to whether or not, did you really want her, or did you, were you just trying to get the other girl, or were you just trying to get both girls? And it pisses off the guy in the triad, because it's like, dude, that's just not cool. That's not how this works. Now, I understand that people say shit because they're moronic and because they get nervous. Nervous. JoJo the Circus Monkey. Well, what do you do? What do I say? Don't say that. That's number one rule. And that's been a new experience that we've got to live recently. And it's like, here's the deal. You will not score points when you sit there and you try to go for the trifecta. I understand buying lottery tickets with the power play, hoping to win more. Don't. It's not a good way to win. You want to add on that one? You're just looking at me like you can kick my ass right now.
He obviously thinks I need to talk. What's there to say?
Am I wrong?
Ish? For the past year, it's been approached quite a bit.
Right. But do you feel like that is a wrong statement, that people shouldn't do that?
Well, no, they shouldn't.
I don't know that it's... We get when it's just people make nervous conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And we get that it's a joke. And yes, obviously that, sure, but words can hurt, mm-hmm. You know, really. And that's one of the things we're talking about this in the lifestyle. Like how I, you know, I hassle Miss Amanda about accepting a compliment, right? Which she does. And we hassle each other a lot about this kind of stuff. But when you're having a conversation, when you're talking to somebody else, remember, yes, it may be sport fucking. I get that. And that's totally okay. But what you say and how you say it goes a long way. And the thing is that, you know, you cannot take and crack a joke like that. Maybe it'll be received as a joke. Maybe it won't.
Mm-hmm.
And I can promise you this. If it's not received as a joke, yeah, that's not a really good way to roll. You want to make sure that it's perceived accordingly. And with all the fun stuff with social media, we all know, what did you learn when you first got email at your job? For those of us that are older that remember that, or for young people, what do they teach in your email class? Remember, you can't take and interpret emotions or hear inflection in an email.
Yeah, no.
So you might keep that in mind. Okay. Okay, so we're back. So we're sitting here right now. We're reading through the conversation of what people are saying are good conversations on our Facebook Live page, and this is kind of funny shit here. Oh my God, look at people. This is one all the way down to feet and toes and all kinds of crap. Are you following all this shit?
Ish.
Okay, yeah. So this is why we're so excited to do this. At a live studio audience when this kind of stuff's going on. You know, they're talking about everything from toes aren't hot. How the fuck did we get there? I skipped some stuff all the way through.
Because they're talking about wearing socks and shit. I mean, it got into a totally different conversation.
Yeah, it's totally went off to a total. This is why we do this stuff live. Yeah, there's one for you. There's something. We hear about this all the time. Stuff like... what is the appropriate things to wear to bed and not to wear to bed? Oh, yeah. 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 This is, and I know, Nancy, I know you're listening, so you're going to jump in all over on this one. You're going to jump in all over on this one. But it's going to be socks. That's I think that's the number one thing. Yes, we are going to be doing some live streaming from Crazy Winter Nights. On Friday. We will go live Saturday at one point in time. When we do the award on Saturday, we will do live.
We'll go live.
We'll go live a couple times.
It's not
stuff.
Podcast, so we'll go live on Facebook.
Yeah,
but we are going to do a live podcast Friday night at the pre-party.
Yep, that's correct. Okay, so because socks keep coming up. Good God. All right, so Nancy, what are some appropriate things to wear to bed and not to wear to bed? When you're hooking up with
people.
Are
you talking to Nancy or are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
Because you said Nancy's name and then he looked at me.
I know, because I want Nancy to...
I know we're the same height and everything, but my gosh.
I want to make sure Nancy's listening. But I want to know your opinion.
Well, most of the time, it's just usually a t-shirt and nothing else.
Right. No, but when you hook up.
Oh, when you hook up? Okay, well... usually you're butt-ass naked.
Yeah, usually
do I wear socks? No.
No.
Have I?
I don't.
I could have if my feet were really cold.
Well, there was one time we had shoes on.
There was one time when one couple that we hooked up with, she goes, "My feet are cold. I'm keeping my socks on."
Yes, yes, that's right. That is right. Yeah, as a general rule.
You had someone you had sex with say, "I'm leaving my shirt on," and you went,
yeah, and I'm like,
okay.
"That's cool. That was all right." Yeah, and here's the thing is
most of the time when you have sex with me, I have my shirt on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, when we're at home, you know, it's like porn sex versus real sex. You know, we.
It's real.
But I still don't keep my socks on. Although there's times you probably wish I would. Man, we keep the hotel room because I have nasty feet. Man, I'm just waiting for the first chick to, if your feet are warm. What? Rumors you have better orgasms if your feet are warm? I don't care. Take your socks off. The thing is if we were
once you get going, you should be pretty warm anyway.
Yeah, hopefully, if you're doing it right. All I can say is this. If I ever find a girl that's like, surprises me when we get back to the hotel, it's like, I'm all into feet. I'm going to let it go. I ain't saying shit. But it's going to be funny because you're going to want to turn on the video camera because I got some nasty feet. So if you're a toe sucker, I wouldn't suck my toes.
There are times I tell them to leave a sock on.
Yeah, she's like, keep those nasty things. They're clinging and stuff. Don't get anybody get anything wrong. But, I mean, they're
No, his toenails all wet.
And gnarly. It's like my feet have been through a war of their own. So the joy of cowboy boots.
Your feet are really dry.
Yeah, they are. So what you're saying is I have scaly feet. So here's the thing. If you're a toe licker, you might not want
to
get on with
me. You have flat feet, so they're not, like, the most attractive.
Do thighs count as socks? Well, they could, I suppose.
Well, technically, they are, but they're sexy as fuck,
yes.
So you leave them on.
Exactly. Well, it's like high heels. David Lee Roth said about it. No, leave them on. Yeah, no,
had sex with high heels on once, and that was with you.
Yeah, and they make great heels, and they're fucking sexy. And you want? And I'm going to tell you what. Any guy who tells you that's not on their bucket list, they're a liar. I don't care. I don't care who they are. Every guy wants to do that at one point in time. Am I wearing thigh highs? No.
No, I think she's asking Jeremy if he was wearing thigh highs.
I might wear thigh highs. You never fucking know. Well, God knows I've worn other shit. You know.
You've put on stockings before and you went, ooh, these feel cool.
Hey.
They're nice and slick. And
we have proof. We know people. They've seen it. You've seen it. You know, you give me a pair of high heels that are my size, and I can rock those motherfuckers like a bitch. So I can walk around wearing high heels.
His birthday, he was drunk as shit.
Drunk as shit.
Okay? Uh-huh. We were in Iowa, and there was this really tall girl, and she happened to have the same size feet as him.
Yeah,
she let him put them on.
Everybody thought I was going to fall on my ass.
So these two other guys, her significant other and this husband, were putting the shoes on him.
Yep, putting them on my feet, boring.
He gets up, struts across the floor, and then struts back, doesn't trip, doesn't stumble,
doesn't even wobble.
Whip.
Doesn't even faze me.
Nothing.
And we're not talking like 2-inch heels.
No, they were probably 3-4.
Yeah, they were good size heels. No problem. You give me a pair of stilettos, I'm rock the fuck out of those.
Not one wobble. And I'm like, how the fuck did you do that? Because I can't do that sober. Because
I wear heels every day with my cowboy boots. So, yeah.
No, but cowboy boots are a different kind of heel.
And pretty damn sexy. I strut. Thigh-high boots. Yeah, whatever gets the fucking... Whoa, what? Whatever gets the fucking job done. Look at all the messages you're getting now. Send me pictures of you in boots. Message me and I'll find them in his size. Wait a minute. Do not message Jeremy with what size thigh highs I need. Thank you very much.
No, but can you put a picture on here?
Fuck me heels, rock on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you can. Well, you got it on your phone. You can.
No, those are stickers.
Yeah. So Nancy, guys, I'm talking about men and socks. So Nancy's back on. You do not like socks left on in bed.
I will share the picture I have of him in the shoes.
Yeah, that's
hilarious.
Cool.
He doesn't care.
No, I don't fucking face me.
Because he rocked it and most girls can't.
I've got a second job, just so y'all know. I have a stage name, Layla.
Okay, who is the porn star that always wore the blue t-shirt and the white socks? Ron Jeremy?
Yeah, Ron Jeremy. Well, and then there's Ed Powers. Of course, he's still in the
industry. Well, I think that's
who
I'm thinking
do.
Of. Is
yeah.
Ed, well, they both did.
Ed Powers. Ed Powers always wore white socks. Still does when he does porn. Yeah, the power plunge. Yep, we used to have porn nightly in the dorm, and we'd buy Ed Power ones because they rocked, and the power plunge. Like, he's going in! He's going in! Grab the chick, crank her all the way over. do three bumps in the bus and go straight for the butt.
Are they even still doing anything?
Yeah,
he's anymore?
Yeah. Ed Powers is still a big producer and still in there. He actually might have a chance to sue us. He might actually listen to this and sue my ass.
Or what, we could get him on talking about him.
Actually,
porn?
I would love to get him on as a guest.
Oh Jesus,
dude! I'm telling you what. If I could sit across from Ed Powers and go, man, I spent more nights in college cheering you on with your socks and your hairy white ass.
Is that
hammer
the one
chick?
That the
yes.
ball licking was okay?
Yep.
Okay.
She had never sucked dick, but the ball licking was okay. That was that
poor little Asian chick.
Well, she got her. That just because they were promising things that were to get him to do it. I'll never forget that either. I'm sure that tape has been since been pulled. Okay, so the general rule is apparently do not wear socks. Okay. I want to find a girl that wants to lick toes, because I promise you, once she licks my toes, it will all change. I will enlighten her.
Not it.
Nummy.
Not it.
Would you ever lick a toe? Guy's super hot. You really want to fuck him. You're just like all in the moment. You're not drunk, but a little liquid courage, but not drunk. He's just fucking hotter than shit.
I don't touch feet.
He's got the right size dick, the whole nine yards. Are you sure? There wouldn't be even just like one little lick and
like
he'll
feet.
Fucking take you to paradise.
I don't like feet.
Okay, so what are other things like
I don't touch feet.
Well,
baby feet, yes, they're cute, they're adorable.
By the way, if you go to the grocery store, we just found out this today, totally off topic.
Totally off topic.
It's not packs of chicken feet. They call them chicken paws. Just so you know, that was in the store. I know that was totally off topic.
I know, that was at your big retailer that starts with a W.
Yeah, 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 yep. Yeah,
I know, but it said paws.
It's their chicken paws. Just that's what I have is chicken paws.
Because it goes, gosh, I didn't know they were paws.
I learned shit today. Okay, what are other things? What are the things you guys listen to that are things like that you absolutely, not like I won't do anal or something really deep or anything like that?
Okay, I can't
what,
read those.
What is something else that you would...
I don't know how you cook them.
What else is something you would do?
Because I've cooked so much chicken feet.
Yeah, okay, back to this show. Disregard sound guy. He's now on chicken feet. He's ready for dinner.
Everybody got ADD.
No, woo-hoo. Yeah, what is something else that you would not do? Like, you would not... I get it. You are totally out on feet.
I just don't touch feet.
I want to know what some other people's things are. Little, like, the odd things like that. I know one person that if you touch their nipples too much, it'll make them get sick. So you can't play with the nipples too much.
Yeah,
what's mine?
Yours?
I don't have any. I'm a fucking dirty, dirty girl. I don't know. I don't have
a dirty girl.
I don't know. Look, man. Here's the thing.
You can refer to yourself in the female sense, but
I can't really say there's not a whole lot of things that you know that I'm going to go. No, I can't do that. I mean, I might have a hard time like a European girl where the cultural differences are like not shaving, like armpits and hair. That could maybe throw me for a loop.
I saw a Facebook video where this chick had, they combed it and braided it.
I know. The armpit thing probably wouldn't throw me off. I'd just keep her arms to her side. The hairy leg thing, I'd totally make a Chewbacca joke or something. I'd just totally be like, I wouldn't be able to stop myself. It'd be really weird, though. She had hairy legs, but her cooter was shaved. And leading up to the path. Look, there's a clearing in the forest. There's a landing here.
So there isn't anything that is just a definite no for you or a turn off.
I don't know. I mean, she says she requires me being pegged. No. But, I mean, like, just something like...
I didn't say that you weren't into, that just that you will not touch or...
Not that I can really think of. You know, nothing that's just like really stands out that I go, you know, like I know a lot of people have like with teeth or with, you know, whatever. No, not really like that. I mean, yes, the obvious if they're not bathed, but that's not what we're talking about, jackass.
How about as far as clothing? Do you give a shit if they have shirt?
To me, okay.
Obviously,
you
want to
know what
you would have said something to me years ago.
You know what the bigger thing for me is, and you know this, but the audience doesn't. I'm big on smell. Not like do you not take a shower smell. Duh. I'm a scent person.
Yeah, you like
that. I'm a scent person, and if you want to know whether or not there's a really good chance I want to fuck you, watch how I act around your neck. Because I'm not going to start nibbling it, but I'm going to start sniffing it. And when you see me start taking really deep breaths, that means I'm really digging it. And I will remember a scent like fucking bear smelling blood. I'm all over that shit.
He does.
And that is a huge, huge, huge.
He'll come up to me and he'll hug me and he'll go.
Oh,
and now you know he's sniffing you.
That one perfume that you wear, I can. I don't even have to get up. I could have told you could have went to work and I wasn't up yet. And I can wake up and I'll wake up and smell that instantly now. So
there's been days I went to work wearing your cologne. Uh-huh. So I smelled you during the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aww, isn't that sweet? We sniff each other. We're like dogs. We're not sniffing each other's butts, but you know, same thing. But no, that's a big one. So if you have there would be my thing. There are some perfumes or body washes or body sprays that like don't do it for me, or that, you know, just.
That's not a turnoff.
It can be.
Or is there some that you just don't?
There are some that smell to me. Like what I'd say, like Grammy would wear. You know, if it's something that makes me...
Okay, I can see that.
And it's not a rip, because here's the thing is, look, you know, their husband, they may smell that and just got fucking rock hard and ready to, you know, drill a hole fucking with their dick. So, you know, everybody's preference is different, but there are just some that, you know, there are certain... Obviously, yours is always the strongest. Anytime any other woman wears the same kind as you, I can smell that fucking across the bar. I'm just like... And I'm like fucking Toucan Sam, follow your nose. And I'm just like drifting across. You know, it's like the cartoon thing where the smell comes dancing in and then like turns little fingers and like hooks your nose and you float across the floor. That's what happens to me with the right type of smell.
Okay.
You know, but so there are some of those that would totally just turn me, you know, turn me off. Now, because here's the thing, things that smell good like that, when they smell good like that before you're all hot and sweaty and all, you know, fucked up. And fuckery, smell even better with sex smell. So your perfume, okay, mixed well with the smell of fucking. It doesn't go away. It doesn't all of a sudden become sour or weird or anything. It's just like it's even hotter yet.
Okay.
Like cat form on. Okay. Oh, and, okay. Hey, here you go. Now we got Nancy. Well, I don't want to wrap up yet. Nancy talking about guys, trim your stuff, please. Oh, you know, well, this maybe have to be the next week's show, is that we may have to talk about, like, proper grooming and stuff like that. Because Nancy, you got a good point there. Nobody likes, you know, to floss their teeth with pubes, whatever. I hadn't shaved for a while. Mine got so long I could have fucking put like dreadlocks in them if I wanted to.
The younger generation isn't quite the same.
Yeah, well, good fucking for them. When they get old, they'll understand. You know why? It's not that we mind the pubes. It's just harder for us to reach to get them out. Now, come on, fake teeth is easy. Anyways, all right. All right, so, hey, guess what? This was a show. This would be fun to try to name this one. God.
ADD?
Yeah. I want to take a quick moment here. We're going to wrap up. I want to thank our sponsors again. Remember, if you're trying to glide but you can't slide, talk to our good friends at Spunk Lube, www.spunklube.com. They will get you hooked up. And it's all natural. It's some good stuff. And remember, you always have a friend in Casba, because you always have a coupon with us. Put Casba in the coupon code. Put Casba in the coupon code for your 10% off discount with Spunk Lube. KASBH. Fuck you all. Also, the second half of our sponsors.
Well, you said a friend in Casba. Well,
yeah, maybe. Well, then I'd give him a lucky.
He's
well.
The one that brought it up. I didn't.
And don't forget our second half sponsor, Crazy Winter Nights. That's right, kids. The premier hotel takeover, form of black tie optional event of the season. It's not a party. It's not just a takeover. It's an event. That's the way we do things. So make sure that you get on the list, find out more information, and become part of the festivities, vendor fairs, speed meet and greets. Hotel takeovers will be meet and greets in different suites. There's going to be food. There's going to be live podcasts. Oh, my God, the list just goes on.
January 18th and 19th.
That'll be January 18th and 19th in Omaha, Nebraska. All right. So, and you can get more information on that or get on the list at crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y, dot Casba, K-A-S-B-H, at gmail.com. All right. So that's a good wrap up. All right, you're going to want to make sure you go visit our YouTube channel and subscribe. We've got some exciting new features getting ready to roll out, and you're going to want to be a part of those. So go to www.youtube.com/C/Casbah, K-A-S-B-H. And if you like what you hear, visit our Patreon, www.patreon.com/crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y, Kasbh, K-A-S-B-H. And you can also follow us on Twitter. That would be at Truth Crazy. You can follow us on Instagram at Crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y underscore Kasbh, K-A-S-B-H. Don't forget to sign up on our YouTube or on our Facebook page, which would be Crazy Truth. And you can always send us emails. We love your emails. At crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y dot Kasbh, K-A-S-B-H, at gmail.com. And don't forget, everybody needs some Crazy Truth merch. That's right. We've got merchandise. Go to teespring.com/stores/crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y hyphen truth. All right. So doing it the only way I know how and the only way I want to, should do like staff notes, Kasbh style. Out.
Bye.